You can start just by standing if you'd like, and maybe just rotating around, going forward and then to one side and back a little, and just a gentle sensitivity to the sense of the contact of feet to the floor, the ground, the earth. Rotating around this way, and then as you wish, shifting and going in the other direction. And if you can hear me, that'd be great to know. That would be great to know. I think somebody indicated that they could hear me, so I'm just checking again. Yay, thank you. Okay, good. We're all good.
Do you want me to get you on so you can see everybody?
They're gonna do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. We're good. Okay, there we are. I couldn't see you all. Okay, good. I was hoping I could see myself a little bit, but I guess that would be great. I'm not sure how to do it though. I mean, here we go. Okay, good. Okay, welcome. So we'll do, for the next 45 minutes, we'll do kind of explore some gentle movement through what's called Qigong. I'm sure most of you have done some of this before, but for those who haven't, I'm going to give a little introduction. It's really about being aware of the natural energy of the body and raising awareness to the presence of the energy that is. And Qigong is really coming to know how we can gather energy and release energy and ultimately master the understanding of energy in the body. I consider myself a student of Qigong and still continue to study with a teacher and am here to guide today, and it's a joy to do this. There's meditatively, I really appreciate some have heard me talk about exploring the body in terms of the basic elements of earth, air, fire, and water. Earth being the firmness, the bones of the body, the connection of the feet to the ground. Air is, you know, kind of the breath, the wind, the presence of wind or absence of wind. Earth, air, fire, the heat of the body, the sun, the coming through with energy or the lack of, the coolness, the absence of fire. And lastly, water, the fluidity, the flow of the seeming elements of earth, air, fire, and water. And just a general kind of curiosity about that. I think is an interesting area to explore experientially with the body. So thanks for that introduction. For people who, I really encourage people to listen to their own body. They can do some of this altering it by sitting if they'd like, or just going slowly, just finding what's right for your body today. Maybe less movement, or if there's more energy, more movement. We're going to start out with warming up, and then we'll go into a very traditional shibashi, which many of you have done, and I might have a few variations in there. So thank you. Let's rub our hands. We'll start with our hands. And the first teacher, Franz, he talks about having ease in the knees. So there's this, we're beginning to soften. And even as we rub the hands, a gentle softness. Yeah, lovely. And then we'll play a little with the hands. We'll tap the fingers. very gently, feeling into. And then we'll go in between the fingers in one direction, just exploring that, and we'll shift and go to the other direction, just feeling into, and just a little bit of just shifting back and forth, and what's that like? This way and that way. Yeah, lovely. And we'll shift to the tiger's mouth between the thumb and the fingers this way. And then we'll shift to the other way. And then as we did with the fingers, we'll shift back and forth very gently. Lovely hand energy. And then to the side of the hand. And we'll shift to the tops, tapping, and we'll shift to the other, just make a little reversal there. Lovely. We'll shake the hands out gently, and we'll splurt sparklers out with the fingers and back down, and then twist. We'll twist up and letting the eyes be soft and gazing, just seeing what the eyes see. Lovely. If you have glasses, you might shift them off. I take them off and hang them on my shirt for a moment. And we'll just wipe our face gently, feeling into washing the face. And release, and then patter across the head, pitter-patter like raindrops. And you can feel that earth element of the body. And we'll come and put our hands on our ears and tap on the back of the head. Yeah, lovely. So now we'll bring attention to our elbows. And we're going to simply draw circles with the elbows, lifting the shoulders up and letting them release down. Inhaling up and release. Feeling into. And we'll reverse that direction. And release. We'll lift up and expand, and then expand even further, opening the chest. 2, 3, 4. And go ever so gently, not to overwork the body. Find that gentleness. And one more. 2, 3, 4. Release the arms down. We'll lift them up once again, and we're going to rotate to the right 2 times, and then we'll come around and rotate to the left. So extend, rotate, and extend a little further. Rotate and extend around. Rotating the spine, the head, the eyes, the gazing of the eyes. And once again to each side. Relax the arms down and letting them rotate around the body, tapping as it feels a fitting. It could be very soft. A nice rotation there, feeling into. Start to drop out of that. We'll bring our hands akimbo to the hips, and we'll rotate around, feeling into with that gentle ease in the knees, relaxing the shoulders down, relaxing them toward the earth. Soft belly, as if no vanity at the beach. And then we'll reverse the direction and go the opposite direction, feeling into. And I'm gonna step back a little. Gonna bring the toe to the earth so you can see it just falls back, right back toward the heel. And we'll rotate the knee outwardly with the toe rooted to the ground. And so for some of us, you might need a wall or something or a chair to secure your balance, but keeping that. And then from the foot of the standing leg, lifting up, grounding down, rising up vertically through the body. As we rotate from the hip, the knee, and down into the heel, we're rotating outwardly, and then we're going to shift the direction and go ever so gently inwardly. Turn, you can see it from the side. And feeling that toe rooted to the earth, lifting up. Lovely. Letting the breath flow, and we'll shift to the other side, grounding the toe and rotating the knee outwardly. Rising up through the top of the head from the ground. Yes, from the hip, knee, down into the ankle. And we'll rotate, reverse that direction. Lovely. Resting whenever you might need to, or just doing less if need be. Lovely. And we'll release that and just let it all kind of release. Release. And one more to each side. Lovely. Let's just let the hands come up to the forehead, just above the head, and just, we're just calming. And just let the eyes be soft, looking forward. And we'll do one more. Just calming, releasing and gathering. Lovely. We'll mix it up a little, as some of you have done with me in the past. We're going to shake and rattle the bones. And since some of us may have had a meal, just keep it soft, but we'll lifting up and down and just. And I have a little jar here with me, just to encourage that. And so for some of us, we might want to bring forth more energy if we haven't had a meal. And you feel inclined, you can even lift your heels and let them drop toward the earth, bringing more. It's good for the bones, building strength in the bones. Feeling into it, close your eyes and feel just where the shake in the body wishes to go. Might be very soft and gentle. Or with more rigor. Up and down. And we'll start to calm it down. And pause for a moment. Feel the body just as it is. So we'll release, we'll do it two ways. We're going to lift the arms up, and as they come down, it's called breaking plates. You're just letting it go. Rising up and release. And a couple more times here. And then we're going to lift it all the way up and release with a deep exhale. Inhale up, exhale down into the earth, releasing whatever is not needed, letting it go. It goes. And one more. Do just a few things to build or gather energy. So this one will just march a little bit, and it can be ever so soft, lifting the heel, the knee, arms, just a natural flow. See if you can feel it so that there's like so much ease with it. It's a beautiful softness. Yeah, lovely. Calm that down. Ground the feet. We'll become still once again. Notice a little bit of space between the arms. And just for a moment, we'll lift up and just with our hands, let's just explore the space between the palms. Just with interest. And start to sense the energy field of the body. We'll drop the arms down and we're going to swing arms. And so as we swing, the arms go straight forward and straight back. So what comes up, as Franz always said, must come down. And there's ease in the knees and a dropping of the lower spine and rising through the top of the head. So there's a length in the spine, soft in the belly, and swinging arms. So you go straight forward and straight back like a pendulum. They swing ever so naturally, so there's little or no effort here. Lifting, inviting energy up. Yeah. And you can do it ever so gently or bring more energy. Typically, you'd go up to the height of the shoulder, but no higher than that, typically. Yeah, lovely. And this, you know, is a lovely thing to do if there's a lull in your day and the energy is low and you want to bring up a little more energy, waiting here or there, swinging arms. And Franz would say, just 20 minutes, just 20 minutes. So we won't do 20 minutes, as you all well know. We'll begin to calm down and come still and feel into the body. Okay, we'll go ahead and begin. So we'll go through, there's 20 movements. I might add a couple that I like. And so we'll just start with simple Shibashi frequency. Sequence. I particularly like this sequence in this context. It has a lovely flow to it, has ease. So we'll let the arms rise up and float back down. Rising up, waving hands by the lake. Thank you. And one more. We're going to expand the chest on top of the mountain, relaxing the shoulders and elbows toward the earth, releasing down, rising up, opening the heart to what is. And once again, relax the shoulders. We're going to shift onto the right leg. So I'm going to go on my left and you go on your right. And we'll gaze down into our palm of the lower hand, and the upper hand is up in relationship to it. And we're going to rise up and release down, and you can feel you settle and the opening of the side of the body as you gaze down into the hand, rising up, swinging the rainbow, shifting the weight, rising up. And you can, you know, if you have any kind of, you can do this in a very subtle way, like this, you know, or rising up with the broad holding of the rainbow. Gazing down into the palm. Inhaling up. Releasing. Exhaling, inhaling up. Ease in the knees. Feeling into shifting the flow, the wind quality. And as we come up to the top here, we're going to release down and scoop right here, rise up and part the clouds of the sky, clouds of the mind. Inhaling up and releasing down. Parting. Releasing, rising, parting. We'll let the arms float down, and the arms will float up. So I'm going to turn three quarter. The arms flows up, and we're going to shift our weight into the right side of the body. The front hand begins to face up, and the back hand sweeps back, and it wraps around. I call it the spud ball or the soccer ball. It wraps around the ball, presses forward, and the other hand reaches back to the other side. So there's a beautiful shift. We gaze back, and it's ever so soft, like silk in the wind, floating silk in the air quality. Yeah, just let it flow. Shifting of weight as you press forward, the foot presses down. As you reach back, that foot is light, and then we shift that weight ever so gently, subtly. And coming forward. The hands release down, we bend the knees, and we rise up. And let the arms rise just so naturally, so that you find the path of the greatest ease. And we're going to row across the big lake. Rising up and releasing down. Beautiful. Rowing across the ocean of samsara, the ocean of distress. How do we row across this lake? Rising up and releasing down. To have us spread our feet a little wider, and in so doing, just being aware that if we shift to this side, this opposite knee extends out and finds ground. We shift to this side, the knee extends out, it doesn't collapse in, so that there's really a firm ground between the two. There's like a relationship. Beautiful. And yet it's soft. There's just a subtle knowing of that versus the collapsing. It's like it's engaged, this other leg. And we're going to bring our hands over to the right and sweep across and shift to the other side and sweeping across, paired, swallow, skim the water. Lovely. Paired swallows skim by the water. And then we'll step in and step in. And the right hand will sweep. And so I'm going to do left. I don't always do this. But okay, you do right hand, I'll do left. And the hand's going to sweep across the hip, rise up, and settle back down. It shifts to the other side, rises up, and the heel follows the hand as it rises and then settles down the opposite. So rising and falling, raising the sun. Inhaling up and settling. Inhaling up, raising and settling, gathering. And gazing over the palm. Soft eyes, seeing what the eyes see, just seeing, seeing. Not so much the forms, the forms come and go, but the seeing. Rising up. And then as the hands settle down, they're together as if holding something. They rise up and you gaze over between the hands at the moon, shifting, lifting, gazing, shifting the weight, grounding, rising up and gazing. Oh, the moon, turning and gazing at the moon. Grounding through the foot, the other heel rises with the window between the hands. Yeah, lovely. So we'll step back and we'll take a step forward. I'm going to do it on my left. You might do it on your right. From here, I'm just relaxing the shoulders and the elbows. We're going to push and sweeps back. We're going to push the boat. Oh, there it goes down and floats down the river. Inhaling and exhaling, pushing the boat down. It drifts. We'll step back and go to the other side, pushing and drifting. Lovely. Upright, rising up through the top of the head, even as we shift. Lovely. And making sure we don't go too far as we go forward to put stress on the knee, finding just the right extension. Lovely. It's fun to do at the water's edge. We'll step back. So we have soft fist right here. We're going to come forward. As the hand comes forward, and you can do your right hand, I'll do my left, the thumb faces down and the fingers wrap around and come and pull ever so gently inwardly, extending, pushing, thumb faces down and the fingers twirl. Pull back in. The wind rustles lotus leaves. So as the hand goes out, see if you can exhale and then inhale coming in. But more so letting the breath flow and be at ease. And a couple more. Deep. Once here. And once there. And then we'll bring the hand up to, we'll gaze at the hand. I'm just going to demonstrate it. And the hand comes down and releases. I'm going to come up, sweep across the face and release. And the other hand rises up and sweeps across and releases. Wave hands like clouds. Relax the shoulder, the elbow. And so there's, as sometimes said, the marriage between the eyes, the gaze, and the palms of the hand. Waving hands like clouds. Inhaling, exhaling. And just going to slow it down just a little bit here. What is it like to go slower? And once again to the other side. We're going to step forward on the right foot and scoop down, rise up. The toe rises up of that step forward. The heel is still anchored, and we gaze at the sky. Step back and scoot down, and just making sure we don't overdo it, so that there's just ease. We scoop into the cold water. It's dripping from the hands. We rise up and we gaze at the sky just as the sky is. So as we scoop down, there's a rounding and opening in the back. As we rise up, there's a lifting and opening in the front of the chest area. Releasing down, we're going to step to the right, and the hands, the palms, they scoop down. We're going to exhale and release, and inhale, we come back in. And there's a rocking. The heel rises, and the toe rises, and the shoulders relax, the elbows relax, and the palms pushing the waves. So this flowing, fluid water quality. A still forest pond, the water is still, and the melting ice in the mountains flow down vigorously. The water yields. And flows. We'll step back and step to the opposite side. Situating your feet so there's ease, rocking, exhaling and inhaling. Pushing the waves. We'll step forward on the right, we'll push forward and coming back. And so as we push forward this way, open, the back heel stays rooted. That's so we don't fly up into the sky. The dove spreads its wings and we send this gentleness out. Knowing gentleness. We'll step back and go to the other side. The dove spreads its wings. A gentle shifting of weight. Sweeping across the heart center, extending out. And we'll come once again with our soft, very soft fists, with knees, ease in the knees and length in the spine. Just ever so gently with this very soft rising up, extending forward, straight forward, rising up and extending. The dragon emerges from the sea. Rising up from the earth, the ground, through the waters. Ever so gently. We'll release our fingertips down toward our knees and rise up like an eagle. Fly like an eagle. You can come up onto your toes if you'd like, just exploring that, or staying rooted and grounded. And for some of us, it might just be ever so gentle. So there's ease that's inhaling up. And as we rise up, we're going to begin to turn, and it can be from standing, turning the wheel of the Dhamma, or the windmill turns in the breeze. We'll go a few times this way, and you can go all the way down if you'd like, all the way up. Feeling that connection between the palms. I'd like to reverse that direction now, go the other way, clockwise, traditionally, first counter and then clockwise. We'll rise up and release down. We're starting to finish here. We'll take a few steps, shifting. As the hand rises, the knee rises. Stepping and bouncing the ball. So it's a little balance thing, so you can keep your toe to the ground as you lift the knee, if that makes it really workable. Or you can bring more lift, shifting, exploring. This time stepping out of samsara, stepping out of this distress. This realm, so vulnerable to distress. How do we step? Okay, and we'll start to settle. We're going to calm. So we come up to the forehead and calm down the front of the body. We'll bring our hands around here and sweep down the back of the body, just giving it a bit of a sweep, and then we'll sweep up the body and down the arms. And we'll give one more wipe down through the body and back up. And just a little bit of a sweep of the belly, front and back. Yeah. Let's let it go very gently. Oops. Oh, here comes the sun, and here comes the moon, and they meet. Thank you for coming to Qigong today.